And for what it's worth, we are approaching Thanksgiving, when many of us think about home, a warm kitchen, a comfy chair. But for one California family, home means nearly 200,000 pounds of steel. They built a fortress to guard against germs and pollutants. And Alex Cohen of member station KQED paid a visit.
For a house made out of steel, the home of Ed and Madeline Landry looks surprisingly natural. The approach to the house is a dirt road surrounded by native brush and more than 2,000 oak trees. The exterior of the house is mainly concrete with exposed steel balconies, doors, and awnings. The foyer is vast with high ceilings and walls made almost entirely out of glass. Madeline Landry says she and her husband wanted to build something that looked man-made to contrast with the natural beauty of their surroundings.
And that's a very Frank Lloyd Wright-ish attitude. Look at the environment, recognize it, incorporate it in your design, but don't necessarily copy it, because when you have the real thing next to you, copying looks fake. So that was the philosophy of the house, and that's why you see all the steel here.
But all this steel isn't just here for aesthetic reasons, it also serves many practical functions. The Landrys used to live in a home made of wood. That house suffered some damage during the 1994 Northridge earthquake. But Landry says it's highly unlikely that her new home will suffer from seismic activity. Nor will it burn down. Just a few months after moving into their new home, wildfires raged throughout Simi Valley. The flames came less than a mile away from their home.
We knew there would be a fire here someday, and we really approached it in that way. We have two fire hydrants on either side of the house, which the fire department used during the fire to fill up their trucks.
During the recent fire, Landry says hardly any smoke or ash came into the house because of a series of high-tech locks on each of their doors.
Our exterior doors are steel, and they're made in such a way that when you lock them, you raise this lever, and it literally seals the door shut.
Keeping smoke and other pollutants out is a big concern for Madeline Landry. While living in her former house, she developed severe asthma after being exposed to chemicals used to exterminate termites. Termites, obviously, won't be a problem in this house, and the steel and concrete require fewer cleaning products than a wood home, which is another boon, says Landry. An open bottle of Pine Sol can send her straight to the hospital. The crown jewel of the Landry household is the kitchen. Stainless steel lines the ceiling, and most of the steel appliances are coated with a substance called Aegion. Aegion is an antimicrobial compound made out of silver that helps prevent the growth of bacteria.
And it was used all the way back to the Egyptians as a way to line their water tanks so that bacteria would not grow. It's a uninhabitable environment for bacteria to multiply.
Several companies have donated Aegion-coated products, including three dishwashers, three espresso makers, and two ovens to the Landrys as part of what they call a living experiment in what steel can do. A company called AK Steel donated the steel used throughout the home as a way to showcase its product as the building material of the future. But it's unclear exactly what effect the home will have on the Landrys' health. Dr. Peter Katona of UCLA School of Medicine specializes in infectious diseases.
Who are the people that visit these people who might be ill or not be ill? What is the inherent immune system of the people that live there? What are the hygiene habits of the people that live there? All of those factors have to be taken into account and may be far more important than the coating of paint on the walls or whether the walls are made out of steel or not.
But we're not living in a bubble. There's lots of germs in this house.
Madeline Landry says just having her grandkids into the house can bring in germs that could lead to a cold or the flu. But she says she takes comfort in knowing she'd get sick from hugging her grandchildren rather than from touching a non-steel doorknob. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.